This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
Gregory, it was about this time yesterday we had video of Sheriff Grady Judd from Polk County in Florida talking about the Utes.
Yes.
From our area, who the thoroughbreds, the fighting thoroughbreds, who were the shoplifting thoroughbreds.
Yep.
Is there an update on that story?
Yeah, there is. So the Philly coach, the coach from the team spoke out to NBC. And we have a little bit of that news report if you want to hear it.
Oh, I would love. I'm sure he's saying that they should pay for their crimes, right?
Roll this.
The Polk County Sheriff's Office says this surveillance video shows a group of eight teens, ages 14 and 15, from Philly, stealing merchandise from a sporting goods store. They say that you can see them there grabbing items off the shelf, putting them in bags. And there's further video of other scenes of that. It was a total of eight, but they were split up into groups of four. Now, their coach now tells us that the boys will have to face consequences, including the status on their team.
Raekwon Barnes has been coaching the Olney-based United Thoroughbred football team for the past 6 years.
You strive on discipline, prayer, and schoolwork, too.
The team was in Florida last week for a championship game. On Saturday, Barnes says he went to wake up the boys for prayer, but eight of them weren't in their beds.
I got a phone call simultaneously saying that, hey, coach, can you come get us from Dick's Sporting Goods? And when I got there, that's when I found out everything that was going on.
Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd released this surveillance video saying it was all caught on camera. Polk County Sheriff deputies took the boys into custody, accusing them of stealing nearly $2,300 in merchandise.
They stole and they stole and they stole and they stole and they stole. Yeah, how do you like that?
I was not only surprised, but very disappointed.
Bynes says he asked the deputies and the store not to press charges, but authorities charged the eight boys with felony theft.
I just hope that they take this as a lesson learned.
You know, for God's sake.
Realize, like, actions have consequences, and actions also affect not just you, but those around you.
The arrested players were in custody during the championship game Saturday. The team lost. Bynes and the rest of the coaches drove the kids back to Philly that night.
What did they share with you?
They didn't really share much with me, just because, like, again, when a kid knows that he did wrong, they're disappointed in themselves, and you can't even really look at me in my face.
Oh, wow. For God's sake. Oh,
the start of that, I was like, okay, the coach, he's got the kids. He's doing bed check. He's doing prayer.
Yeah.
He's talking about accountability. And then he goes, lesson learned. No.
No. not at all.
And apparently this was planned. Did you hear how they did it? Not just the two groups of four? Mm-mm. Well, the first they sent one kid in, a lone – I was going to say lone gunman, but they were unarmed. A lone wolf goes in. He buys one thing, and then he asks for a big bag when he's checking out. He goes outside, gets the group then, and they go in and start filling the bag. So this is something that they all plotted and planned. So it's not like they just had a wild hair up their butts and said, hey, let's take an Uber to Dick's Sporting Goods and go a little early Christmas shopping. But this coach probably has an issue because when you take minors from a school to another place out of state, especially, you are considered in loco parentis. You are the parent in this situation.
Yep.
And so there is going to be some sort of consequence. But this guy sounds like he's not a dummy. That's what makes me angry when you say a lesson learned. No.
Well,
they didn't learn Jack B. Nimble squat.
Well, yesterday, I think it was you who said that they're just used to getting away with this stuff in Philadelphia. They go to Florida, and Florida don't play. You know what I mean? So that's why this guy's like, well, you shouldn't press charges because, you know, they learned their lesson. No, they didn't learn their lesson. They didn't learn anything.
So, well, he was also thinking about the game, too. He's like, geez, I got half my team.
I know.
I'm screwed.
Yeah. But you know, you go across state lines like that, and you're in another state, and you try and act like you do in Philly. Like, it's not going to work. You know what I mean? Because other cities and other areas don't have the lax laws that we have here. Where it's like, oh, they're just kids. They don't know what they're doing. How much merchandise did they steal? Was it above $2,000?
Yeah, if it wasn't, was a felony.
Yeah, because if it wasn't, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, it was $2,300. I heard Dom talking about it yesterday as he was getting ready to hang out with Scott Jennings, and I think the number was actually closer to $3,000. But they said felony charges, and if they're minors, don't all those felony charges go away when they turn 18?
Yes.
Yeah. So they're not going to lose the right to vote or their right to own a gun. And a Second Amendment privileges will not be held back. So, it is. It's going to be an expensive lesson learned for the parents and maybe for the school.
Yeah. 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 Who's held accountable, right? Like who is the kids, obviously the kids are not kids, 15, you know what I mean?
Well, I was a high school teacher for gifted high school students one summer at Northwestern University. And they went before we even started, they said, now you are the parents of these kids the minute they step on the campus. And they told us we had to do bed checks every night, every single night. Because 16-year-olds, guess what they're thinking about? If it's boys and girls in the same dorm.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. So this guy, and that was a couple of weeks ago, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So this guy is, he's in for, and the school, probably in for a little bit of a lawsuit.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.